You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Gray Show with Eleanor Gray.
Eleanor Gray.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Gray Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello. Hi there, everybody. How are we? Enjoying the sunshine, I hope. And enjoying the soccer. I know it's called soccer where you guys are. So I'm Eleanor Grace, and I'm here waiting to connect to you. And we're talking about love, romance, and that wonderful strawberry moon that happened yesterday on Monday the 29th. You'll have to let me know if anybody saw it in the sky. Such a beautiful, beautiful moon that we had. And this signifies great changes here for everybody. We've also got a Mercury retrograde that's happening at the same time. So that's been something to contend with. And I wonder if you're all aware of that, that while we've got this wonderful strawberry moon, which allows us to make new plans, it's a new moon, and that means that we can put down some of our goals, what we are wishing for, what we really are hoping for. And I've got a couple of crystal balls here with me today. This one is my purple crystal. It's a beautiful crystal ball, and I brought this one in today purely because we've got the strawberry moon. We can make some wishes on this, which we can do at the end of the show, and that's for everybody. So if you come in and write your comments down or want to share your ideas and thoughts with me, then pop them on the comments or connect to me via Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. One of those, you can always get hold of me. I'm Eleanor Grace. Now, when you want to make a really making a cosmic order, which is that affirmation that you're sending out to the universe, this is how we do it. We use a crystal, the biggest one that you can find. We clear our clutter, get rid of all of that emotional stuff that we're hanging on to, and we decide upon a plan and what we want to see happen. Maybe in the next few months, we can't wish for anybody else. It's got to be for you. You can't wish for somebody to come back in your life or for somebody else to succeed. But what you can do is wish for yourself. So we're going to be taking you through a program, really, of cosmic orders throughout my series of shows, which are always on a Tuesday. And we're usually first up or one of the first ones that you're seeing on Moonstruck TV or A1R Psychic Radio. So we will be making wishes for you. Now, we do have the purple crystal. We also have our quartz crystal here as well, which is very powerful. And this will enable you to really focus on to some of your dreams yourself. Now, today, I've also brought in my crystal. So the crystal ball is really important as well. I've got my first caller, Diane in Chilworth, England. Hello, how are you, Diane?
All right, thank you. Yes, it's Diane.
Whereabouts are you in Chilworth? Whereabouts in England is that?
That's off of a town called Guildford.
Oh, right.
And
so you're down
out in the sticks.
Yeah, how are you? So in the Surrey Hills there, are you enjoying it there? It seems as though
it's
a really
nice place. Yeah.
nice space that you've got. The spirit around you, Diane, are you aware of that? There's a man here who wants to say hello. I've got the initial of B around his name. It could be a Bryn or Brian, and maybe he's Welsh. Do you have a Welsh connection in your family?
No.
Well, there's a Welsh man here, so maybe he's not for you, but it's a very prominent spirit. So I feel that maybe ask around, perhaps there's a neighbour, somebody near you, but you are going to be getting a message here today. I don't know why he's come in to speak to you particularly, Diane, but he is here in my spirit room, and I have him just saying to you, you have to sort of calm down a bit or recognize that you're on a bit of a journey at the moment, and that other people, you can't really help them that much. You've got to really be taking good care of yourself and not extending your energy out to everybody else that seems to be making some demands on you. Does that make sense to you? Is that how you're feeling at the moment here, Diane?
Yes, I must tell you, I lost my husband in December.
So this man just seems to be saying to you, don't worry about it. So I feel that he's connected here to your husband because he knows that you've suffered this big issue, this big problem. And I just feel that there's so much comfort coming around you, and you've got to really be taking care of yourself and not really thinking or worrying about anybody else. I'm just going to take you a couple of cards. So is there somebody in spirit with the initial B at all?
Not with B, no, D there is, but not with a B.
Is that a man with the initial D, though? Because it may
yeah.
just be that I'm not seeing it properly.
Yeah, okay. It's a man.
All right, okay. So I feel that he's here. Maybe I just haven't seen that very well in the crystal. A little bit confused, but I do want to also give you Wales. Maybe that's somewhere that you're going to very soon. Look, this is what you have drawn here, Diane. So this is the card of strength, fortitude, a bit of patience. So that's what you need to have, patience and a different approach, I think, in your life now. And you taking the decisions as well to be very focused and to want to get moving. I know that you're not very well yourself because I can feel that low energy. I can also feel you really having to take care. And I'm just now looking here at my crystal comet, and I'm looking at taking a couple of cards here for you with this. So what do we have here? The Queen of Wands. So you want to be very creative now, I feel, and that this is something that you haven't really been able to do. So you're thinking on your feet. So you've got some help coming, Diane, and this, I feel, is from the community, not just your family, but from near neighbours, people that want to just lift you up a bit more than you have been feeling right now. And that's difficult. It's a difficult situation because you do have quite a lot to contend with. Do you have a son as well? Is there a family
yes.
member, a younger man? Is he helping you to sort of get past everything and clear out the home?
He has been, yeah, but he doesn't live locally.
No, he's having to travel, isn't he, to you? And that's made
yeah.
it difficult. But he is still there. He's thinking about you a lot. He's worrying about you a lot. And he is in contact with you a great deal as well. So whilst he might not live locally, he's going to be doing as much as he can to bring that support in to you. And I want to go to your neighbours because I do feel that they are very much a part of the plan here for you to be able to manoeuvre your position. Four of Pentacles here. Do you feel a bit stuck financially? Do you feel a little bit stuck here with money or with assets, resources, having to manage things differently because I've got you throwing all sorts of balls up in the air now, and it's not
I
easy.
Feel that because I've had a few falls, I feel frightened to go out the house.
So with your finances, are they also precarious? Are you feeling that you can't manage those either?
No, that's all right. They are at the moment.
Right. Okay. So you will have a decision to make. Okay. This is what's crossing your path. I know that you've got security around you right now, but you will be thinking about what you're going to do, I think, and how you're going to take your life further forward. What's coming next? I think you're making those plans as well, and you will have to all organize things in a different way. And I feel that that is really where you're going now. So think about making new plans. Think about how you can incorporate the family around you and your near neighbours, and also really be grateful for your son. Now, the falls that you have had here, Diane, they are not going to be disastrous. I know that you're unsteady and that I think has been an issue, but it's not a disaster. So just keep that on your mind. I think you've got a fine fettle and you will continue. I don't see you coming to the end of your life anytime soon. I think you've got a lot more life in you. So keep positive, keep thinking about how you're going to plan finances, but there's a different care element that's coming in for you. I don't see you always staying where you are, even though it's a beautiful village and, you know, it's a lovely spot where you are. I feel that there's something else that you're going to have to think about and consider, and perhaps make a small move or an adjustment, but other people are going to help you and they'll be caring for you. So I'm wishing you all the best on this journey, because it's been a hard one, and I do feel now that you're coming into your own. Join me if you can on TikTok just after my show here. I'm on TikTok at 8 o'clock, so we can perhaps sort of discover a little bit more from you there, and that's on Eleanor Grace Destiny. So jump on over onto the live stream there in a little while. So lovely to meet you, and thank you for joining us on the show. So we've got our next caller. Hello, Michelle, you're from Florida. Hello there to you. Welcome to my show. I'm Eleanor Grace. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Great.
I just wanted to see I'm so glad you got my phone call. And should I ask the question now or wait?
You can ask a question. Go for it. What would you like to say?
Whatever you see on love. I'm fixing to go on a trip with Larry for the 4th of July fireworks. We're going to go camping, and then we're going to go see the Blue Angels in another week. So I just wonder how you see everything going with that.
All right. Well, I'm going to just pop down my crystal ball here. We will have a look at this, actually. The crystal is an important dimension, I feel, here with you. But you've travelled far to get to this point here, Michelle, with Larry. There's been a history, I feel, and that you've had your own journey, he's had his, and now there's a meeting of minds almost together, and you've forgiven him already for something, I think. So did he let you down? Was there a mishap or a mistake or miscommunication? Because I feel that's already been and gone, and this is now time to repatriate, to reconnect, and to get everything going back on track. And I feel that this is really good. You've got the Ten of Pentacles. This is your first card. So it's the completeness. It's the complete picture. You're on a strawberry moon this week as well. So I feel that by the time you're getting here towards the end of this week, you're really at a point that you can celebrate. I know it's the 4th of July and that is big, big moment. However, this is now taking you into a different realm because you've got the Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups is being drawn for you. That is love that is actually being offered to you. So I want to just check on that and ask you that question, Michelle. Did you feel a bit let down, a little bit let down previously from Larry?
Yes, I have. He did drugs, and it's not like he really went to the street. He was prescribed them, and he wouldn't give them up. So I ended it, and we've been split up for like 2 years. And so I'm just kind of slowly working back into it, you know. Yeah. So I'm just kind of wondering.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because I felt that big letdown. And then this is a time to really get things back together. And you will, because he wants to. He's got the love for you. That isn't going to be an issue, I don't think. I think the issue between the two of you is whether you can trust him. And whether that is a willingness on your part, because it's so hard to get that filtered through in the correct way. And it's really, really tricky to understand the right sort of progress that you can make. So he's offering his love to you. I don't doubt that. He will do that. And you've got the five. So yes, at times you're going to take it, and then at other times you're going to say, well, I don't know. So the blue angels here, what are they saying to you? You have to negotiate. You have to really compromise together and decide upon your own boundaries. And once you can set those markers, that's when you can really start to trust him again. So I feel that what you have to say is, look, I want everything to work, Larry, but this is what's got to happen before that can be absolutely connected. So do you understand what I mean by boundaries? It's like your terms and conditions. You've got a contract between you. You want to make it a good contract. You want to make it work, but it can only work based on X, Y, Z. That's what you have to say. Let me ask now what it is that you have to demand from him. And I don't think it's a big demand. I don't think it's excessive, but I do feel that it's necessary. So firstly, does Larry have a younger male in his family, like a son or a brother, a younger person that he's listening to? Who is this person that he's listening to?
There's a guy that he works with who's actually his boss, but he's an alcoholic. Okay. But I think he listens to him a lot.
Yeah, okay. So he's got to be moved out of the picture, okay? Difficult to do because he's working with him and it's a boss. But if there is any way that you can say to Larry, look, I'm going to give you my whole world, my whole heart, only if you can get another job somewhere else. Remove yourself from this character because his influence is too bad. It's too difficult. You can't compete with it because he's also dependent on a drug, an alcohol, something that he's got to take to make him live his life. And that's what you've got to get rid of now. You can do it. I've been told here you can do it. You've got the King of Wands. So there's a new job. There's a new post for Larry. He is going to listen to you as well. He won't like it, though. So gently, gently with this. And you've got such a gentle voice. You can say this easily. You can engage with him easily. And you can make that happen here, Michelle. The next card, wow, this is fantastic. You've got the Wheel of Fortune here. This is your card and how you are going to make sense of it all. And I feel that you've got to take that risk a little bit. You know, you've got to say, well, okay, I understand what you need, but I'm wanting as well for you to understand what I want to give you, and that is love. You want to give him your love. You want to be able to say to him, let's make this promise together. Let's see how we can develop together. I feel that he suffered a loss, big loss in his life. So I'm taking an oracle card from the angels. Maybe this is what the blue angels will say to you as well. Okay, this is fantastic.
Okay.
Communicate clearly is your card, all right? This is from the angel oracle. It's communicating clearly. So that means you're setting out some boundaries. You're asking Larry to consider having another job, getting a new workplace. He's talented, he's skilled, so he can. It's not impossible. And for you to communicate very clearly what your expectation is. And he will listen to you. He will listen because he won't really have a choice. You know, you are a strong-minded lady and it's a good job. It's a good thing. And you also have to be thinking about your happiness and what you want out of life. And you don't want to really have a person who is so dependent upon you that you can't breathe, that you can't live and enjoy your life. So you need to have that freedom to be able to put down your demands. Does he live with you, Michelle?
No, he doesn't. He lives about 2 hours away.
All right.
Of course, he's got some friends too that I feel like encourage him, you know, doing the drugs.
Okay.
I don't know if it's his boss or if it's his friends, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's going to go well when you meet up, and it's a great romantic time. And he's offering you a great deal of love, and he's coming to your home because I see him in your home. So maybe think about this a bit more. And maybe think about what you actually want from Larry yourself in the longer term. Would you want him to come and live with you? That's a question that you need to ask. Would you want him to come and be with you more permanently if he can remove those difficult influences, get himself a different job with a different person who hasn't got those issues to contend with? Would that be something that you would want? Or are you just considering this situation as a holiday, as a companion, as somebody having a bit of fun with, living some time with every now and again? Decide what you want first, Michelle, because you have the power and you have the intention to actually set those goals and those boundaries, but also to have your wish. Now, which one is it? Is it the first one where you want that longevity with him? Or are you really thinking that it's a bit more comfortable for you just to have a holiday, see him every now and again? What's your preference right now, Michelle?
Well, right now, you know, I want to take it slow, but in the long run, I want a mate that wants to be with me and do things with me and be with me all the time. You know what I mean?
And be your companion and be the person that you want to love back. Okay, let me see what you have here. Nine of Wands. It's a difficult pathway with Larry. It's not an easy one, but it's able to succeed. I feel that you don't want to be deceived either. You know, you don't want to be sort of lulled into a false sense of security, do you, Michelle? You want to know upfront what is his plan, what is his intention. So going back to the beginning again, which is sometimes what we always have to do when we're in a close relationship, this is what you're being told to do now. So have the conversation and really try to get to those feelings, those emotions, because I feel that Larry's intention is to be with you longer term. I feel that that's really what he wants, but it may be the time now to actually ask him to admit that and to say openly, yeah, that's actually what I want. I want to be with you and to have stability and to have a better life than what he feels as though he's got at the moment. But getting rid of these dependencies is important for you to have what you want. So don't forget that either. And maybe go back to the beginning and set out your boundaries, set out your needs, your terms and your conditions, and allow him to respond to you. Give him some time to think. But being assertive is what the angels are going to be saying to you. You do have souls in spirit who are with you. There's a lady who is wanting to give you encouragement and to bring that perfect love and perfect harmony to you. And I feel that that's very necessary at times. It's necessary to have that sort of archangel, the angelic realm, come in and just lift you up and make you feel as though everything is possible and everything is powerful. So we're going to now blow a wish to you, and we're sending that all the way over to where you are and for your celebrations this coming Friday, 4th of July celebration, such a big weekend. So I'm hoping and wishing with all of my heart to you here, Michelle, that you have the most wonderful time and that you can gain those very important words from him to say, yes, I will make that commitment. I will try. And if you don't at first succeed, then try again, because I think in the long term, he is going to be there. Thank you for coming in and sharing some time with me on my show. I've been Eleanor Grace, and I'm going to see you here again next Tuesday at the same time. And I look forward to that. Have a wonderful, wonderful strawberry moon week.